This is Wade Ransky with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. According to the Brookings Institution, economist Carol Graham, poor whites are far unhappier and more pessimistic than poor blacks, even though, in absolute terms, they are better off. In 2017, 86% of the more than 17,000 people arrested on marijuana possession charges in New York City were people of color, and only 9% were white. FEMA is now considering letting owners whose homes have been flooded more than once to retain the land and be able to rebuild in the future, rather than currently where they have the land go to open space in this policy. New York Governor Cuomo is in dispute with the NRA over an insurance policy blocked in New York State to cover legal costs of self-defense shooting, which the NRA has gone to court to defend. The five most valuable companies in the U.S. in 2009 were Exxon, Walmart, Microsoft, Procter & Gamble, and AT&T. But in 2018, it's Apple, Amazon, Alphabet, Microsoft, and Berkshire Hathaway. Hospitals have been closing at a rate of about 30 a year, according to the American Hospital Association, and patients living far from major cities may be left with fewer choices. Louisiana has decided to ban banks from bond deals if they refuse to do business with companies selling high-powered guns and bump stocks to everyone. Other jurisdictions like Chicago have done the opposite by banning banks from bond issues if they do business with big gun operations. Years ago, when the astrologer Susan Miller's rental building converted to condos and residents were told to buy in or move out, she says she enlisted the help of the Smashing Pumpkins, who wrote the tenants a protest song called "Don't Take Our Skyscraper Away." Worldwide, outdoor air pollution reduces the average life expectancy at birth by 1 year. For the U.S., it's less, a little more than 4 months on average. Saudi Arabia is seeking the death penalty for a 29-year-old female activist accused of encouraging demonstrations for greater rights from the Shiite Muslim minority, according to Human Rights Watch. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.